I believe that you are meant to live a healthy and fit life in body and mind. That reaching optimal mental and physical health is achievable with small and simple steps. I believe treating your mind and body with respect and unconditional love is requisite to live a full and deep life where you can give others your best in motherhood, career, and any other endeavor you take on. Adagio Fit is dedicated to helping you get healthy, no matter if you are at the start, in the middle, or well on your way. I am Clarissa Thomas, a health coach, certified personal trainer, and your host for this podcast, Clarissa Explains It All, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and mental health to guide and educate you on your journey to becoming strong, confident, and committed to your health. Welcome to podcast number 19, Weekly Wisdoms. Hey friends, I am so grateful that you have joined me today. I am probably still on vacation and probably just to the point where I'm ready to come home and I'm ready to see my husband and get back into the swing of things. I hope that you guys have had a good enough summer where you are all enjoying those things too with your families. I would love to hear about it or see on Instagram, those things that you do to stay fit with your family. And if you want, you can tag us in the picture or use hashtag Adagio Adventures. I hope you enjoyed last week's podcast, a little bit of a different one, more scientific on muscle makeup, and that you learned something and that you have been thinking about those exercises that you have enjoyed. And maybe a way to balance out the endurance and the power and strength side of your workout routines. Today, I want to share with you pieces from the weekly email that I send out to all of my readers. I love this email. It's just a short, quick little email that kind of gives an antidote or an experience that I had from the week that I really had to work through my mind thoughts and push myself to learn something new. I love sharing this with my readers. You also, as a reader, get first dibs on my classes and the downloads and freebies that I have to offer. So if you want to go sign up for that, there is a link in the show notes that you guys can click on, and it's just a quick little email address and your first name, and you're on your way, and you get to be part of these weekly wisdoms. But I wanted to share them with you to help you guys see what you may be missing out on, and maybe you can learn something from these today. All right, just a couple. This one's called Focus. Let me tell you about my day's plans. It is my birthday. I am 32 years old today. Today, I am taking my car to get fixed for 2.5 hours. I will take my 3-year-old with me. Later, I will take my girls to dance and tumbling. Then I will eat dinner and go to bed. What do you think about my day? You could have seen my day in 2 ways, good or bad. It could be a pain to have my birthday today. Like, it's a dreaded thing to get older. The younger days are over. No one wants to get older. Taking your car into the shop is not the way you'd want to spend your day. And to take your 3-year-old, that's just torture. Then being mom taxi is never fun, right? Just takes up my time. And my kids never want to go anyway. And dinner, ugh, that is a dreaded hour of the day. Or I cannot wait for this year to happen. My 31st year was one of trudging through a mini life crisis after closing my floral business. So this year, with my new business opening, it is going to be one of great movement and progress. I get to take my car in the shop for free. And while I'm waiting, I am taking myself next door to get some new clothes and lunch with my best sidekick, who is my 3-year-old. Then when my girls are at their activities, I'm going to get a pedicure. And then I am making myself my favorite dinner, soup, salad, and gourmet grilled cheese with a homemade cheesecake. I had no expectations and honestly would rather make myself food, so I'm not disappointed. What a stellar birthday for me. 2 ways. All the statements I first made are my circumstances and things I cannot change. But how I see my circumstances, both can be completely true. But it depends on what? My focus. When we are focused on seeing good, we see good. And vice versa. It is all dependent upon our thoughts and feelings. So what do you want to focus on today? Make the choice to see good. This is your mind care for the week. And then I gave them a challenge to work with their mind and their body for the week. All right, next one. The sun is shining and I cannot wait to get out and enjoy some movement while cleaning out my garden. The crabgrass is already getting out of control, and if I don't work on it now, it will overgrow my garden beds. Isn't that how life works? We have something that we see amiss in our lives, whether it is how we greet our husbands when they get home, how we treat ourselves in the kitchen cupboards during the witching hours, or even something we might think is good, like continually bailing our kids out of their messes, but we choose not to change it. Or that we even see a weed of continuing to say yes to things that overload our schedule to the point where we have no room for maintenance and good, but just let that week grow. These are all things that I have personally done, by the way. If we don't take a moment to pare out the crabgrass, we will soon look out the window and see it overtaking and overgrown everywhere. Not only that, but we need to feed our garden to make the good grow and flourish. If we neglect feeding the good, we essentially choose to let the crabgrass grow. So, you need to take care of your own personal garden, not others' gardens, mind you. Here are two things you can do this week. And we talked about mind care, and we talked about body care and drinking water. Next one. I took our new lawnmower out for its first run of the season on Monday. As I mowed the grass, I thought of mowing and pruning and how much it relates to life. We have to mow and prune vegetation to get rid of weak spots, keep the remaining plants strong, cause the roots to grow deeper for more nutrients, and help it grow superb fruit. If there are too many branches on your grass, or your grass isn't taken care of, let me say that again. If there are too many branches, or your grass isn't taken care of, the plant will give too many of its nutrients to the weaker parts and not get to the main strength and fruit. It will run thin, and it won't get the message that it is time to grow. How much this is like life. When we are pruned and mowed, it can seem sad, and sometimes it's even painful. We leave a job, we simplify too many volunteer activities. We stop giving effort to friendships that are stressing us out. It could even be pruning of not eating certain foods that we love, like bread or sugar. It can also create a bigger mess before we clean up. When we are pruned and mowed, our minds and bodies get the message, it is time to grow. And all of its nutrients are then given to that which is still remaining and what is most important. This is where true and lasting growth comes from. We are shaped into our greenest lawn or the most gorgeous plum tree ever and enjoyed so much more. So, your challenge for the week. List the branches of your tree. Examples can be school, career, family, volunteer, spiritual callings, working out. That better be on there. List them all. You may have a lot. Then list all the little branches in each of your bigger branches. While looking at your tree, ask yourself, is it overwhelmingly broad with little branches everywhere? Is it wild in shape and size? How do you want your tree to look? What is most important to you? What can you prune to then give better focus to others and create the life shape you are looking for? If you are involved in too many good things, you cannot excel at just a few things. Now it's time to prune your tree. It may hurt. It may seem impossible, but this is where your growth will come and create beautiful enjoyment in the season to come. And finally, awareness, admittance, and acceptance. I had the perfect day planned out to take my older girls out for some one-on-one time individually this week. I was going to be the best mom ever, times two. I went, I did, but I kept noticing snags in my perfect plan. It seemed that no matter what I tried, I kept hitting a wall. No matter what conversation I started, no matter what action I took, no matter what detour I took, I just kept hitting a wall. The determination I felt to get over the wall of failure and frustration continued to get stronger with each word I specifically chose as I tried to talk about important things with my girls. With no avail, emotions rose, frustrations rose, and I ended up flipping my lid like an erupting volcano while unloading the dishwasher. After all of my girls had already erupted too, My poor hubby, who just walked in the door, was totally speechless. I stumbled over my apology to my oldest and then pulled in my second daughter and started stumbling even more so. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore, and I told myself to take a breath. Why was nothing working out right? And then it hit me. I was resisting the journey. I had planned so hard for an outcome and was practically forcing it to work. But that wasn't what was meant to be. I instantly changed my story to my daughter and asked her if she had had a day before that nothing went to her plan. She said yes, and then I admitted I was having one of those days. That was it, the key: awareness, admittance, and acceptance. Once I was able to create the awareness with my deep breath and realized I was trying too hard for things that weren't meant to be, I accepted this humbly, apologized, and after that, the remainder of our night was calm and smooth. If there is something in your life that you are trying too hard to pull into fruition that isn't meant to be, what about a resistance to what is right now? How much calmer would you feel if you just accepted what it is and then moved on peacefully? Ah, aren't those so good? This podcast ended up being a little bit short, so I actually think that I'm going to read one more for you, and then we'll close up. All right, this one is on courage. Courage. It's okay to be scared. Being scared means you are about to do something really, really brave. Sometimes I feel like others can say things better than I can. That what I want to say, I can't seem to find the right words for because I have heard someone else eloquently explain the same concept or thought. The past me would interpret these thoughts as not good enough or don't even try then, and I would stop right there without any progress forward. When I started Adagio Fit, these are the thoughts that I had pounding on my door constantly, and guess what? I still have them at times. I have seen them for the lies that they are. Usually I am excited and inspired by a subject that I just can't wait to share, but today I felt as if a cork was placed in my throat and struggled with what to put into weekly wisdom. But I am committed to you, and I know that there is someone somewhere that needs to hear what I have to say in only the way I can say it. Maybe you are that person. Maybe your friend is that person and needs this message shared with them. To know that when we feel fear and shame, only courage will help us move beyond and progress. Courage is simply the willingness to be afraid and act anyway. Dr. Robert Anthony. Don't give in to the lies of not good enough, or don't even try then, and take action on something you have felt fear or shame over. Maybe it is taking on new fitness or nutrition challenge. Maybe it is standing up for your beliefs instead of following the crowd. Or maybe it is launching that new business. You may find that your courage is only to take one simple step forward or to stay committed to something you have already given your word on. Ah, guys, I love writing weekly wisdom. It's like this balm to my soul to be able to share with you those things that have been on my mind. And I'm just so grateful for those who read it and respond to it. And I would love it if you guys want to be a part of that. You guys can click on the link in the show notes and sign up real quick for this weekly wisdom. In the future, my weekly wisdom will also have more fitness inspired things. I feel like I've been more directed more to mind health and our thought work in this weekly wisdom, but I also want to really start including fitness because that is a huge part of our journey here. So I shared more of those mind things with you, and in the future we'll do more fitness. I know that coming up we have tips on traveling and how to stay fit and healthy in mind and body while we're traveling, and also some other great workout helps and coaching helps along the way for mind and body. So thank you guys for listening today. As always, I would love to hear if any of these things sparked your interest or gave you an insight. Share them with family and friends. Share them on here on the comments, and I always respond to you. And please know that you are doing great and you are doing awesome, and that what we perceive in others may not always be the case because we are all perfectly imperfect. All right, I will talk to you guys next week.